Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. You can go 1, 2. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening live via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Again, I appreciate you guys every day for tuning in to the show. And you guys are the ones that make, you know, everything happen for me. You guys are the ones that make everything happen for me. And you know, what I have to say to you guys is thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Okay? I'm here for you. And because you show up every day, I show up every day. The days that I can. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? The days that I can. But today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834. Now, you guys can follow me on Twitter. I have a Twitter account, so you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And you can also follow me on Facebook. And I'm on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Just type in the search box on your Facebook, The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and become friends of the show. And that way you get daily show notes about the show. Now, if you're online right now on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show from the show page online. It'll send you either email or something like that to let you know all the show notes, when we're having a show, and everything about the show, what we're going to talk about. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Okay? Today's episode is called The Stud Women Population is Growing Fast. Okay? That's what I wanted to talk about, the stud women population. And here's what's funny to me. Okay, the young folks call stud women, or the young folks will say, she's a stud woman. You know what I'm saying? But back in the day, you know, when I was coming up, in my 20s or so, a stud to me was a guy that was, you know, full of energy and was, you know, good looking and all this stuff, right? You know, like he's a stud, right? But they don't know where the stud is. They're saying a stud is a gay woman or a lesbian woman. That's what a stud is to them. And I'm like, hey, you know, a stud does what's the, when you say stud, that's a guy. Y'all with me? But now they say that it's a woman. It's a lesbian. They call them studs. I guess that's the male of the relationship, right? So there are so many around now. There, you know, Atlanta has a huge gay and lesbian community. Okay. Okay. When I use gay, I talk about men. When I use, you know, lesbian, I talk about women. Okay. So, you know, Atlanta has a huge population of gay and lesbian. It's growing so fast that everywhere you look, you know, you see them. You know, I saw one today, and she had, well, yeah, she had short hair, okay, a couple of stud earrings in her ear, right? Well, whatever you call them, and short haircut, a little bitty girl, and I thought it was a little guy, until she started talking. When she started talking, then I knew it was a girl. But first impression, it was a guy. Okay, so you call that a stud woman. Okay, so, but the population of them is growing so fast. I mean, this girl was just hired by us. Okay, we just hired this girl. And I don't know what's going on right now. There are so many of them coming into the workforce, and they're coming in, and they're not hiding. You know what I'm saying? They're not hiding who they are. I mean, this girl came right in and tried to hit on another young lady. I mean, right in, 2 days in. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Yes, you call in and comment on this subject. I see a lot of people have joined the show. You know, if you want to comment on this subject, you can press 1 and I'll put you on the air. Okay? But the stud women population is growing fast. This is what we're talking about. And, you know, the biggest thing about it, is that, you know, when you work somewhere, you do things, and then you know if you're a straight person, you don't think that, you know, like me, I don't, you know, I'd hope that a gay guy wouldn't come and work next to me. Okay, now if he did come and work next to me, right? I'm just being hypothetical. If he did come and work next to me, as long as he did his job and kept what he do in his personal life and all this, and, you know, what kind of sexual man he is to himself, then, hey, fine, do your thing. But don't try to talk to me about what you got going on until you know from the other person that they want to hook up with you. Y'all with me? You know, so you can't go into a workplace and immediately start into someone. That's actually a form of sexual harassment. That's a form of sexual harassment. Okay, because she's already asked another employee about going out together, another female. I mean, the population is growing so fast that they're coming in from everywhere. And I think it's because of the, you know, what happened in government? They letting people get married now, these same-sex marriages and all this stuff. So people now starting to come out of the closet like, you know, hey, you know, this is it. I can come out now. you know, you've been sitting in the closet, you know, peeking out every few minutes, looking out, trying to see who's coming, peeking out, who's looking out, peeking out. And then, man, all of a sudden, now you can come out with no problem, no recourse, nothing. You're good. Y'all can walk down the street and hold hands, and you're good. That's what America is pushing this thing out to be. Because as you continue to give, excuse me, as you continue to give fire more air, it's going to get bigger, right? So if you're appeasing these gay or lesbian people for votes, that's not right. Y'all with me? Now, I don't know what's going to happen after the show. I probably get a 1,000 emails or something from you guys. I'm getting almost 1,000 a day. But this is how I feel. And y'all know I keep it 100%. I tell you exactly how I feel. That's me. I'm sure a lot of you out there feel like that too. But you don't want to say it. So I'll say it for you. And then there are people out there too who didn't think the way I think. And that's what makes the show so great. Because you can call in and we can debate about the whole thing. You can ask me questions. I can ask you questions. We can answer questions. Civilized. We agree to disagree, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And we're talking about stud women. Stud women are just coming into play. And you know what? Here's another thing that's scary to men. Now, you got these stud women coming in, and they're coming in after women, okay? If you're a single guy out there, what are you coming in for? You're coming in for women, right? You're looking for women. I mean, if you're not, you know, I don't understand that, but you're looking for women. These studs coming in, and they're looking for women. Now, you know, once a stud get a hold of another woman, then, you know, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes that other woman is gone. You know, she out of the picture now. You know, she over there, with her, you know. And sometimes they're gone forever. But, you know, sometimes they'll turn around and say, hey, I like men. You know, I thought I liked women, but I like men. You know? And I mean, you know, you start seeing, and hey, this is an adult show, right? I'm not going to say that. Because if I say that, they'll be wanting to kick me off the radio. I mean, it's just crazy to me. And it's something that kind of pierces my skin when someone talks like that. And it's a gay person around. I think I got a phobia. But I just can't deal. You know, I just can't deal. I can't sit there and listen to them talk. You know, I can't sit there and look at them. You know, I just can't associate with them. Gay guys, you know, lesbian women or whatever. You know, I can't do anything about that. I can't do anything about gays, but lesbian women, you know, that's another animal. But I have a lesbian woman, a stud, that, you know, that cuts my hair. And actually, if you're listening to the show, Red, I'm coming to the shop after a while. I have a few errands to run first, and right after the show, and then and I'm coming to the shop for a haircut. So look for me, all right? But, you know, and she doesn't mind. I call her a lesbian stud. That's what she is. That's what she'll tell you. You go in her shop, you know, it won't take long for you to realize, you know, who she is, what she stands for. She gonna tell you, you know? And, you know, because she is, it's her shop. She leads all conversations, right? So she'll, you know, she tell you. But the population is growing. I know you guys have come in contact with some stud women. You know, we used to call them butch back in the day. Butch. Yeah, butches. Not that, but butches. Butches, not. You know what I'm saying? So, Butch was a woman who liked women. Okay? She was the male in the relationship. Okay? And I don't get what they get out of the relation, out of the, you know, intimacy as far as females. I mean, I know, you know, one can give the other one what she wants. I guess they turn around and, you know, and she gives her what she wants. I don't know how that works. Okay? So, and then you look at the guys. It's hard to think about, but I don't understand how they, you know, help each other get to that point. Y'all with me? I'm trying to keep the show clean. Okay? 818-301-5834. Now, you guys, call into the show. Let's talk. I have an appointment that I'm getting to right after this. But, hey, you guys are what keeps me going. And I wanted to say this today, if you can bear with me. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. But I need to tell you guys, and I need to do something for my audience. I'm going to start giving away some prizes here soon. I'm going to get my sponsor to give me something to give away, okay? And so I'm going to give away something soon. I'm going to start doing that on a regular basis, at least once a month. I mean, I can give away 12 things a year, huh? I can give away $100 I think my sponsor give me $100 a month, especially a send them business. Y'all with me? That's how it works, right? So I'm going to start giving you guys a prize every month. It's going to be something different. It may be $100 Walmart card or whatever they give me. That's what I give you. All right? I'll be the conduit. It'll come through me to you. All right, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be good coming up soon. And today, Tuesday, I hope you guys have a tremendous week. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Be careful. The weather's dreary today, but it makes good for, you know, I guess whatever you got going, it makes good for that. Sometimes those dreary days are the best, you know. And then you get the bright sunshine, and that's good too. And that's coming up towards the end of the week. You know, so we'll figure that out. But join me tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to have a great show tomorrow. Join the show again tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. And, guys, again, take care of yourselves. Love you guys. Big audience today. Take care.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket. Fun, ha, ha, when you know that you're never number two. Number one, gonna be number one. I'll be good, I wish I could. I get this message over to you now. Yeah.